On the KSRO live line with us is Jerry Threat, and he has been the leader of the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach. And Jerry, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to talk to you also.
Yes. And so last night at the Board of Supervisors meeting, you talked about what will be your final report, not the office's, but your final report because you're stepping down, correct?
Correct. That's okay. Absolutely correct.
And it's no surprise that there was a little bit of back and forth between you and your office and the Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano and his office, because after all, you are the watchdog organization in terms of their internal investigations.
Yeah, well, you know what I would say about that is that it's natural and healthy to have tension in this
relationship. Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
We just all need to make sure we have on our big boy pants and discuss the tensions in a productive way, and that's what happened yesterday at the board.
And so what was your final report? What kinds of things did it point out?
Well, it pointed out both good things and things that were critical over the last fiscal year. One of the main things we did is recognize the amazing work that the sheriff did and his staff did during the fires last year in that very difficult time for the county. And then we had some significant concerns in particular areas, and one of those is that this year we had about 19 audits we did of their misconduct investigations and disagreed with findings in 10 of those 19, where they found that the deputy should be exonerated, and in 7 of those 10 disagreements we found that there should have been a finding of sustained.
Uh-huh. And so is there something in the sheriff's investigative process that you think needs some tweaking?
We made some recommendations over the summer about their investigative process that were designed to help improve that process. And some of those things are, for example, there were investigations where the person who complained wasn't interviewed. There were other investigations where the deputy who was involved in the incident wasn't interviewed, and there were examples where there was evidence available out there, like video that or cell phone records that were relevant to the investigation where they weren't obtained or the person wasn't talked to. So those are the kinds of things we're pointing out they could do a better job at.
And of course, this office and this organization, if you will, was created after the shooting of Andy Lopez here in Sonoma County five years ago. And do you think that it has so far lived up to its cause?
Well, what I would say is that we've had a lot of success in achieving the missions, and the sheriff acknowledged those successes during our hearing. I think we agree that the office has brought great value to the public and to the sheriff's office, and that the process is valuable and should be continued. In addition to that, during my experience with the office, I've identified that there are some shortcomings for our office, and we really should be making some changes to make it more effective.
What kind of changes?
Well, one is that we really don't have the resources to perform all the missions that the Board of Supervisors assigned to the office. We had a staffing analysis done this year that said we would need 3 additional staff members to really effectively achieve all of those missions.
Right.
And so the board's going to be looking at this this issue moving forward and seeing if there might be some changes or adjustments to how the office operates.
Well, we spoke with Supervisor David Rabbit a couple of hours ago here on KSRO, and he said that additional funding is going to be tough to come by, considering about our budget shortfalls, et cetera. And Jerry, you are about to step down, and are interviews being conducted now for a replacement for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a part of that recruitment process. I understand it's underway right now, and Supervisor Rabbit actually said during the board hearing yesterday that they expect to have interviews next week and hopefully make an offer to someone to replace me at that time.
Are you satisfied with your tenure?
Yeah, I'm actually very proud of what the office has achieved during my tenure.
It's uncommon.
I'm sad to step away from it, but it really is time for me, for a number of reasons, including my health, to take a little bit easier time.
Yeah, it's not, not every community has one of these. Iolero and this this independent office over law enforcement, or at least looking into law enforcement. And I have a feeling it's going to be here to stay.
I hope so. I think it brings great value, like I said, and it is becoming more and more common across the country. I would say it's becoming a best practice for how law enforcement, we can help law enforcement interact with the community.
And it sounds like, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there were bits and pieces of it that the sheriff's office didn't agree with or appreciate from time to time. But it seems like from the get-go that the sheriff's office, at least under Sheriff Giordano, was very open to the organization itself.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I did point out during the hearing, and I want to let your listeners know also, is that we thought that the sheriff and our office collaborated very well around bringing the public into their decisions about what kind of policies they're going to have in place. And this last fiscal year, they took pretty robust public comment on two areas I want to note, which is they adopted a new policy on how to interact with homeless folks. And also they adopted a new policy on the use of drones that they operate. And they really listened to the public through the community advisory council that we have. And we thought that was great success.
Yeah, because that's going to be a big issue moving forward. It's just going to be bigger and bigger issue, the drone usage.
Yeah, and not to mention homelessness.
Of course not. Yes, yeah. Of course not. That unfortunately doesn't seem to be going anywhere at this stage of the game. Well, it's been a couple of years of some hard work, I know, Jerry, and we appreciate your input over the last couple of years. And any changes you might expect with the new incoming sheriff in Mark Essick?
Well, Sheriff-elect Essick has expressed his public support for working with the office, and I hope that that continues. We're going to have a new sheriff, we're going to have a new director, Violero, and they're going to have an opportunity to start afresh and establish a good relationship.
Yep, brand new all over. Sometimes that's the best way for a relationship to start, clean slate.
Yep.
Clean slate. Well, much good luck to you in the future, Jerry, and thanks for your interactions with KSRO. Sure. We appreciate it.
And if I could just say one thing before we get off, I just want to say how grateful I've been to be in this position, have the opportunity to serve the county. And the community has been wonderful. So thank you also.
Absolutely. Happy to have you share that sentiment, Jerry. And we'll see what your next adventure is comprised of. That is Jerry Threet, and he has been in charge of Iolero. It's called the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach. And they keep an eye on the sheriff's department and how it investigates itself when the opportunity or the need arises. So, yes, as Jerry said, the Board of Supervisors will be conducting interviews for a replacement. That is a staff position being in charge of Iolero. And there has been some discussion about the need for more staffing for that particular job. And it looks like, based on our conversation with David Rabbit this morning, that's probably not coming anytime soon. But Jerry is right. The new sheriff comes to town the last day of Sheriff Giordano's tenure, last official day, that is. It will be the 31st, New Year's Eve day this year. And talk about making an impression on your community. Wow, has he ever. And then Sheriff-elect Mark Essick will be sworn in officially on the 7th of January, and we'll be there for all of that.